G&H Appliance, may I help you?
Good morning. Is this Carl?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carl. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Very good, Nadine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it very much. So it looks like Ivan wanted me to talk with you about the Google Guaranteed program.
Just wanted to get some ideas about it and find out some information.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you ever seen them before, the Google Guaranteed?
I've seen it online. I mean, websites and so forth.
Yes.
And sometimes on the organics.
Yes. So Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page. And they have a check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. What that is, it's a pay-per-lead program that Google created where the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. And you're not sharing it with anyone because it's only being sent to you, right?
Right.
Now, Google has requirements because they, of course, are putting up, you know, $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if I would say Google guarantees your work, right?
I see. Okay.
Now, they require that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which I saw that you have 7. So good job on that with your 5 stars.
Well, I have more than that, but on Nextdoor and so forth. But
I would encourage you, Carl, get them to leave your reviews on Google. Okay. I know Nextdoor and all those directories are great. But even on Yelp, you have like 62 reviews. If we can get those reviews on Google, I mean, even more helpful for you, right? Because it's the modern day world.
I understand.
Now, you know?
Well, that's what I'm working on now. I'm doing with all the calls that we've completed on Local
Good
Splash.
Good for you. Good.
I'm putting all of those in, and putting, I just responded to a couple of them last night.
Awesome.
And,
okay.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do. I just got to get some more calls coming in.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, they do run a background check, so they just want to make sure you don't have felonies in the last 7 years, which I'm sure you have a completely clean record. And they do require, I was looking at the requirements to see, well, what else do they need from you, right, to be a part of that approval. So when I was looking at the requirements, let me just pull them back up here. They want you to carry the California State Appliance Repair Service dealer's registration. Is that the one you carry?
I have that.
Beautiful.
It's not the dealer's registration. It's CDFTA.
Yeah, I don't know. They listed it as the California State Appliance Repair Service dealer's registration.
Oh, yeah, as a yeah, it's not a dealer. It's not the dealer portion, though. It's the services.
The services?
I understand what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay.
I do have that license.
Okay, perfect. Now, they also require that you have at least a general liability of $250,000. Do you have that?
Okay. $250,000. I think it's $1 million, if I'm thinking.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I do have
the majority of the time, everybody has more than what's required.
Yeah, I know.
$1 million or $2 million. Okay. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do is we send you the application, Carl. You fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. The approval could take anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's also depending on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. I've seen some people get approved in like 3 days. Or not 3 days, excuse me, 3 weeks, okay?
Uh-huh.
However, once you get approved, we'll notify you, we'll give you a call and say, hey, you've been approved. We want to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you say, you know what, activate them now, or can you activate them on Friday, okay?
Okay.
So the minimum monthly budget is what we're going to start you off with to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, hey, send me more leads. So the minimum monthly budget is going to be $680. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $52 a lead. Now,
$52 a lead?
Correct.
Wow. Correct. Okay.
Now, let's say somebody called you to repair their bathroom sink. That's outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lien back to you because it's unqualified. If someone called you, I don't know, let's say someone called you from Riverside County, but you're not servicing that area, right? It's not noted that you go to Riverside. That is an unqualified lien, as long as you're not accepting the job, right? Unqualified, credited back. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lien that will be credited back. What they consider a qualified lien is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to go give them an estimate, that
that's
that is
qualified
lead. Yeah. How Google knows this is because they will assign a special tracking number to you that is linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, we are also managing it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited.
Yes, like on my leads that I have right now that come in, I have several companies that are calling me. So thank goodness I'm not paying for those leads.
Yeah. And see, with Google Guaranteed, if there's other companies calling you, then it's unqualified. Okay?
Right.
If you only received one lead in the month, okay, which, I mean, I've never really seen that happen, but let's just say you did. You only got one lead. What's left over from that $680 budget
rolls over.
Uh-huh. So that means the following month, you're only going to pay $52 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before to get your your budget basically back up to the $680. Okay?
Right.
If you got too much work going on right now, you're going on vacation, you call us and you say, hey, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. Okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, I will say this, that it's one of Google's better products. And people are more comfortable in selecting you when you're part of the Google Guaranteed Program because it'll show that you passed the license check, you're insured, you passed the background check.
Right.
So you're like approved by Google to be a part of that program, and they're well aware of that.
Okay.
So yeah. So with this, the only thing you would be paying is just the application fee of the $250. We send you the application. You're going to get it all filled out, and then and then we get you through that process. So the reviews that you currently have right now in your Google Business profile, even though it's separate from the Google Guaranteed Program, those same reviews are going to show up on your Google Guaranteed Profile as well.
I see. Okay.
Are you familiar with Armani Appliance Repair or like Fortex Appliance Repair?
Fortex? No, I haven't. Haven't heard of them.
Okay. What about Reset
Armani?
Appliance Repair? Uh-huh.
No,
Fridge
I haven't
Guys,
heard either one of those.
Express Appliance Service. Are you familiar with some of those guys?
Not those.
No? Okay. Yeah, and those are just a few of the guys that are coming up that are part of the Google Guaranteed Program. So, you know.
Yeah, and I figure they're probably a bigger company that can do this.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Bigger company, smaller company, a lot of these guys, I'll tell you right now, aren't even available when people are calling, right?
Right.
So you and I both know that just because some of these companies are bigger companies, even on the first page, doesn't mean that those are always the guys that are getting the jobs because half the time they're not even available. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's also some on here that only have like 27 reviews. So I'll tell you there's not a whole lot of competition for you on Google.
Well, Express Appliance is like down in Laguna Beach, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you know someone's going to want to find someone a lot closer to them. So,
well,
but
it's what the area that they cover.
Service.
So that's,
they're saying that they service Garden Grove. Like,
I know, and they come all the way from Laguna Beach. That's a long drive. Yeah. Especially coming back on the
like
world,
the SoCal, the so yeah, exactly. I trust me, I know the freeways around here. Pretty crowded. But like even this guy, SoCal Appliance, he covers Huntington Beach, Los Alamitos, Newport, Santa Ana, Staten, Westminster, Buena Park, Costa Mesa. So like you can be very specific to the areas that you want to target. Very specific to the cities, the counties.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel that this is a really, really good program for you.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to have to see where I look. I'm at with my advertising budget right now because it's been kind of lean lately, and I've got a couple guys that I have in the field that I'm, you know, trying to take care of, so.
And remember, Carl, the only thing, okay, that you would be paying is the $250 application fee, right?
Right,
because
right.
It's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved.
Right, and then it's $680
to activate them. Once they get activated, depending on what you receive in the first month, is going to determine what you're paying the following month, okay? So it doesn't mean that, okay, you're paying $680 every single month. I mean, that's if you got all 13 leads, right?
Right. Well, if you got all 13 leads, you can afford that.
Exactly. But if you only got 2 leads, then you know the following month you're paying for 2 leads $104. Okay?
Right.
And I will say it is one of Google's better products. So I know also they wanted me to talk with you about the Google ads.
Yeah.
So with the Google
ads. That was the
ads,
other thing. I think that's the click. Pay-per-click or something.
Pay-per-click,
like
yeah. So basically the Google Ads is to drive more traffic to the website, right, to that contact form, or it's a click-to-call, okay? The Google Ads can also help you target outside of what Google considers your local area, right? Google Ads are in a rotation, but with Google Ads, you're looking at an investment of $300 monthly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Google Ads, we could use.
So it's a $300 monthly then. Okay.
Yes.
So
correct. So like right now you're paying $249, right?
Right. Right.
The Google local listing, programming, Facebook ads, website, directory submission, maintenance and programming. Adding the Google Ads, then you're looking at $549 a month.
Okay.
The first month that we run the Google Ads. So like if you said, hey, let's go ahead, let's add the 300 right now to the Google Ads, we're going to really ramp it up on the Google Ads. We're going to also put in an additional $100 the first month in Google Ads.
Okay.
Aside from your 300, we're going to put in another $100. Okay, so that first month, you're looking at 400 actually in Google Ads. We're managing them. So it won't go, like, in other words, it's not going to go past the $300. Like, we run them so that they're running throughout the month, right? So it's not all being eaten up at once. But that is also another option for you. And I say that because I know that you were mentioning about your budget.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tight budget recently because I'm still paying my guys and and we're not getting calls, so.
And I'll be honest with you, if you had to choose between the two, I'm going to really recommend you do the Google Guaranteed, okay?
Yeah, I understand that because that's guaranteed. At least you've got an actual lead that calls you about an appliance repair.
Exactly. And
then you're the person who has to sell them.
Right. And because of the fact that unqualified or qualified, right? I mean, if you're getting someone calling you saying, hey, you know, we wanted to sell you some online marketing or, well, that's an unqualified
lead.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And
well, I know, and I've run into that with it, you know, with my dashboard. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I've
but thank goodness you're not paying
like that.
You're not paying per call on that, right? Thank goodness. But
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I will say Google Guaranteed. Again, I'm going to stress it's one of Google's better products, and I think it's a really good fit for you. Okay.
Right. And the Google Ads, okay, you say you stretch that 300 out over the month or 400 out over the month.
Correct.
And then what's the response on that with other companies?
So like with Google Ads, I mean, I'm not saying they don't work because they do, right? But they also run on a rotation. And Google Ads is really, so it's like basically someone's not just finding you within the local map, but they're also seeing you in the Google Ads. So the Google Ads, like let's just say, right, you're in Garden Grove, but
right.
you want to specifically target just the north side of Orange County, meaning like Buena Park, you know, Fullerton.
Right.
Anaheim Hills, you know, areas like that. With
right.
the Google Ads, you can do that, okay? We use more keywords and search terms to get you found
right.
with those Google Ads, meaning like you – because, like, currently, like, with the local listing, you get, like, about 14, I think, keywords or search terms. With the Google Ads, you get up to, I think it's, like, 30, okay?
Right.
So it's – they're not just seeing you, oh, in the local map. Oh, look, there he is there, too. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, again, it just kind of broadens the areas that you're targeting, right, to be very more – to be more targeted as well as
uh-huh.
using additional keywords and search terms. Okay?
Right.
And when they're clicking on it, they're calling you or they're clicking on it to go to your contact form, right? On your website,
right.
where they could fill
right.
out, because you know sometimes people don't have time to call; they just want to, you know, they have a quick question. They fill out that contact
right.
form, and that's a hot lead, right? So we
right.
don't want you to miss that either.
I see.
Okay.
Hmm.
But in all honesty, Carl, like I said, if it's my recommendation, I'm going to tell you Google Guaranteed. I understand that the 680
right.
is much, right, to activate the leads, but you're looking at it like this. You got about 4 to 8 weeks to get that 680. Let's say you got approved in 4 weeks, right? And we're calling you, hey, Carl, we want to activate your leads in 3 days. You've already been approved. Unless if you tell us otherwise and say, hey, you might say, hey, go ahead and activate them now. I got it now. Activate them. Or you might say, hey, can you give me until, you know, next week to activate them? And we'll do that. We're not just going to automatically activate them on you. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But, again, the goal is if you're doing it, we want to we eventually want to activate them sooner than later, right?
Yes, right.
So this way you can start getting those leads and not missing the opportunities, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let me do a little bit of thinking about this and
okay.
see – talk to my guys and see what they think, because I mean it basically it's going to be for them. So
well, and it's, you know, number one is it's not going to overwhelm you to where you're like, oh my gosh, we can't handle it, it's super crazy, but it is going to give you a steady flow of quality type of clients with Google Guaranteed.
Well, that's what we want, is just a steady
yeah.
flow. We don't want to be overrun anyway, because
no,
then you can't
exactly.
take care of your customers.
Exactly. And really, it's going to provide you that steady flow of quality type of clients. Anyone who's calling those at the Google Guaranteed program, they're not just calling you to just, oh, let's just, you know, shoot the breeze. Oh, how's it going?
Right, right.
It's because they need the
No,
service.
But what about the ones that do call and say, look, I have a washing machine and it's got a problem and I just want to get a price. I just want to know how much it is for your service call. And you tell them how much your service call is, and then all of a sudden that's a qualified lead.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to run across that, you know.
I know, and I run into that a lot.
And that's tough.
I give people
you know?
A call up, you know, and say, hey, you know, I've got an oven, it's not working, and I'm just trying to get some prices. Well, what I tell them is, you know, best thing to do is come out and give you
exactly.
a quote,
that's what you
service
say.
Call. But
yeah.
but you've already had that as a qualified lead. So you're paying $52 for that
well,
lead.
But you, what I would
it's
say,
really not.
For me, what I would say is, you know, I can't just give you a price over the phone without actually looking at the oven and seeing what the issue is. So
right.
I'm more than happy to come out, okay, and take a look at it. Right. But at some point,
right.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. You got to let them know, like, if I'm coming out on a service call, just to come out and look at it, there's going to be a service fee, right? A charging
right.
fee
exactly.
right? or what have you. So,
yeah.
I mean, what makes
it's
it
a service
tough,
call diagnostic, right?
Right. I know it makes it tough because it's like, you know, I can't just tell them, yeah, I'll come out because there's going to be a fee to it, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a way to get around that. But, you know, again, I mean, how many of those do you usually get?
I would say at least 3 a day.
Okay.
Just because the people are calling up and getting prices and trying to get people to tell them everything, you know, and you can't. You just have to say, well, look, you know, we can come out with a service call and we can give you a diagnostic and we'll give you an estimate at that time. But having to pay for that, and it's really not a lead, you're just giving them that information. Now they're calling somebody else and saying, okay, that's the same thing. They've got to call and they got to come out and check it, you know. But you're still paying for that lead is what I'm saying. And that's the hard part is getting around that, getting people that do call and want to know, you know, I have a microwave and it's not heating and I just want to know how much it is to fix it, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can't tell over the phone. So you're sitting there and trying to get them to want you to come out. So you have to sit there and tell them a little bit more. And then at that point, you've already, you know, exhausted that lead. Because you're going to either have them call you or they're not, or they're going to call somebody else. So, I mean, there's good and bad about everything. And at this point right now, I know that I need the better instead of the bad. And so I'm trying to work a way how you could get through that without being charged for it. Because, you know, as long as you're not really talking about the appliance repair, if they're trying to set up an appointment, you know, that's the other thing.
Yeah. I mean, again, like you would be charged for it. It doesn't mean that, I mean, if you said, hey, listen, that person, I want to make sure I wasn't charged. I mean, we can dispute it with Google whether they're going to credit that specifically back or not. I mean, that's up to Google. You know?
Oh, I know. I know how Google is. I have workforce on my computer, so I understand.
So.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to think about this. I appreciate the information that I got from you. I'm written it all down here. And
how do you feel
the Google
about
guarantee
it, though?
Does sound
I mean, either
better
one.
Than the Google Ads, you know. I mean, that's just because you're getting a qualified lead.
Yeah.
That's really it. My biggest thing is I have to look at the budget and see where we're at.
Okay. Okay.
And then, like you said, it could take 8 weeks. So
it could take 4 to 8 weeks again, you know, and that's why I said, like, I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, I got to have the 680 today or, you know, next
well,
week
no,
or next
no.
You know, I
and the other thing that I'm looking at is the guaranteed, okay, say Google something, one of the customers says, you know, there was a problem, he didn't know what he's doing or something like that. Because we've had customers say those kind of things and nothing really ever happened. They were just upset that they had to pay to get something fixed. And I've had that happen.
You're like, and that was
I'm
my
telling,
fault. You know,
I
get
yeah,
it. Though.
It's
sometimes
like
people,
I came out there and did the repair, you know, and then they're not happy.
Yeah.
And most of my customers are happy, but I'm saying that, you know, Google is backing this, backing my work with, you know, with a guarantee of $2,000 or something.
So let me tell you this, right? Let's say someone was like, oh, I wasn't happy with the service, blah, 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 right?
Right.
Google is not, just because Google's putting up that additional $2,000 of insurance for that potential client that's selecting you, okay?
Right.
They would have to really plead the case and really, like, really show proof that you did a horrible job or whatever, right? Google's not just going to hand them over the money and say, oh, here you go. No, they're going to really investigate.
Well, I know
right
Google is going to investigate it, I'm sure.
I have yet to ever hear that anyone run across that issue, to be quite honest. People
is
just,
that right?
It gives them that reassurance and comfortability that, hey, Google approved you to be a part of that program. It doesn't matter how much money you're paying. If you got a bad background, like you got a felony on your background in the last 7 years, unqualified.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
If you don't have the proper licensing that they are requesting for you to have for your industry, you're not going to be approved. Okay.
That's right.
If you don't have the insurance that they're requiring, you are not going to be approved.
You're not going to be approved. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you got to meet
their requirements. And that's why I say, yeah. And you have to be dependable. I understand it. I mean, this business has been around since 1954. And then I bought from the owner that passed away, and I had my own company do all appliance. And then I took this one over after the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I did know the owner for like 40 years. So I know that he had good quality clients, but most of them were older clients and they had older machines. They didn't have the newer stuff and things like that, which is better for me. But,
yeah, I hear you,
you know, but anyway, yeah, no, I understand. And this, the Google guarantee does sound better. Okay. And
yeah.
The fact of dependability, the problem is I do not go out in the field anymore. I had knee replacements and for 40 years, 45 years, I was out there, you know, beating the street, but I have two guys that are out there now and I'm not with them. The only way I'm with them is on the computer and I know what they're doing, but you know, people make mistakes. And so I've got to be very, very sure that I can trust them to be out there to do this.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. So, it would probably have to be a background check on them. But you know what? I'm going to think about this.
I'm going to email you a recap,
yeah.
Carl.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'll send you my contact information.
Please
if
do.
As soon as you're ready to get it started, I mean, just reach out to me. You can also email me back, whether it's
sure.
the Google Ads or the Google Guaranteed. What's kind of your time frame on something like this, if you don't mind me asking?
I just have to think about it. Probably about a week. I can, okay. You know, I can do some stuff because I'm trying to do work in between. And even though I don't get a lot of calls right now, it's I'm still doing paperwork.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, yeah, about a week.
Okay. Okay. All right. So
and
let
me.
I'll get this email.
I do appreciate
yeah.
it.
You are so welcome, Carl. I hope you have a really great day. Okay.
Thank you. You also. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the call. All right.
You're welcome.